Happy to have in our studio this morning a returned visit from Rabbi Mendel Jacobs from the Shabbat of the West Side in Cleveland. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're here because you've got an event coming up on Sunday, December 2nd. It's a Hanukkah extravaganza. Talk a little bit about this event. Now, you had it last year, right?
We did. We had this is an annual celebration that we have here on the West Side. This is already our third or fourth time doing it, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. And we try to bring the Jewish community together. We celebrate Hanukkah. We celebrate our tradition, our heritage, and we really try to add a little bit of light. That's what Hanukkah is all about, adding light to the world.
Can you give us sort of the story of Hanukkah?
Absolutely. So Hanukkah happened about a little more than 2,000 years ago. It was a time of the ancient Greek Empire ruled over the land of Israel. And they defiled the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. So a small band of Jews led by Judah Maccabee, they called themselves the Maccabees, they staged war against the giant Greek army. They were really just a tiny band of soldiers. They staged war, and miraculously they won the war. And eventually they were able to get back to Jerusalem. They made their way back. They came back to the temple, and they saw the temple in such a defiled state. So they cleaned up the temple, and they wanted to light the menorah, which was a symbol of light in the temple. The problem was that the Greeks had defiled all of the oil. They couldn't find any clean oil to use in the menorah. So finally they found a small little jug of oil, but the problem was there was only enough oil in the jug to last for one night, and to create new oil would have taken 8 days. So they decided they'll go with what they have. They put the oil in the menorah, and miraculously the oil burned for 8 days straight, and that's the 8 days of Hanukkah.
What determines when it starts? Because I know it's one of those different days of throughout the year.
The Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar, so it depends on the Hebrew months.
Okay.
It's the 25th of the Hebrew month of Kislev. The Jewish New Year is Rosh Hashanah. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yes.
So that was a couple months ago. It's usually the end of September or middle of September, and Hanukkah is 3 months after that.
Now it begins at, sundown on December
2nd? So it's going to begin at sundown on December 2nd, and it's going to end on December 10th this year,
so
8 days.
You have the extravaganza pretty much just right before that.
Right before, and then as the sun goes down, we're going to light the first candle just about 5 o'clock, 5:30.
Of what's described as the giant menorah.
The giant menorah. It's a giant menorah. We're going to have to get a ladder to get up there. And
now, this is taking place at party at the Hyatt at Crocker. Now, is there some inside-outside type of activities?
There is, yes. So there's, first of all, there's going to be a nice party inside in the Hyatt. And then right outside the Hyatt, if you've been to Crocker Park recently, you've noticed that there's an ice skating rink over there. So we're going to do lots of ice skating, and then we're going to light the menorah right there outside on the plaza over there.
You've got different types of entertainment, and what is this Hanukkah-themed photography?
Oh, that's really exciting. So we know a lot of people like to take holiday-themed photography, so we have our photographer coming. They're going to set up a nice nice area where you'll be able to have some Hanukkah props and stuff and take family photos for your Hanukkah celebrations. Oh.
And tell us about this gelt drop.
Gelt drop is really exciting. It's because one of the things that we do on Hanukkah, there are lots of traditions. So first of all, obviously, we light the menorah. Every household is supposed to light the menorah, and the community together lights the menorah as well. That's one of the traditions. Another thing that we do is we give gifts of money to children. Gifts of money. That's the Jewish tradition. So as an offshoot of that, you have these little chocolate coins. It's called gelt. Gelt is Yiddish for money.
Okay.
So you have the little small chocolate coins wrapped to look like coins, right? The chocolate wrapped to look like coins. So we're going to have a nice gelt drop where kids will be able to come and grab their gelt.
Now, how much of are you responsible for what happens at this and planning and putting
so this
together?
This is all undertaken by our organization, Chabad of the West Side, which I am the executive director, along with my wife, Devorah, and our team of workers and volunteers. We work obviously very closely together with the management of Crocker Park, and also we're very, very grateful to the Westlake Police Department for helping us with security, especially nowadays. It's very important, obviously, to make sure that's covered.
How did you decide to do this, like you say, 3 or 4 years ago?
Well, when we moved to the West Side, we're actually part of a large Jewish organization. Chabad has probably a few thousand centers around the world. We're in more than 100 countries now, and We opened up here on the West Side to try to engage the Jewish community, try to bring Jews to appreciate their heritage more. So naturally, Hanukkah is a time when all Jews like to celebrate. That was one thing that we wanted to do, was make sure to provide that for them.
Of course, then you bring the people who are on the west side. How has that been working for you?
It's been working great. You know, a lot of people told us when we were moving to the west side that there's no Jews here. The east side has a very nice, big, strong Jewish community, and the Jewish community on the west side is growing as well.
It just allows them to worship and practice wherever
they
are.
That's right. Yes.
It doesn't have to be bound by a river, basically.
Exactly. Yes, we're Jewish all over.
And, of course, this is an event taking place Sunday from 4 to 6. Is there any cost involved in this
No.
at all?
No, this is the one event of the year where everybody can come. It's open and free to the public.
Again, it comes up on Sunday, December 2nd. Lots of things going on throughout the day. Hopefully you have some nice weather.
I hope so. Well, it might rain, but the weather is supposed to be nice, yes. Uh-huh. I think it's very important also to remember the message of Hanukkah, and that is that we light a candle. When you light a candle and you light another candle from that candle, the first candle does not diminish its light at all. And I think if you have light, if you have knowledge, if you have kindness, share it with someone else. Not only will it not diminish your own knowledge and your own kindness, it'll make you stronger, I believe. That's one message of Hanukkah. Also, the light that we kindle can be seen from far and wide. You never know where your one small good deed, where that can impact, where that could have a nice effect.
Very well said. Good words for the season. What plans do you have on a personal note for Hanukkah?
Hanukkah? Well, of course, I actually grew up in Cleveland Heights, and my parents still live there. We're going to go celebrate with the family, obviously, after this celebration here on the west side is done. Other than that, you know, my wife and family, we're going to have celebrations at our own home with our friends and with our family, and we're really looking forward to it.
As you grow up in that tradition, do you take a different place at the table as far as your role during that season?
Well, obviously a year older is hopefully a year smarter, and, you know, we always try to advance and we try to grow. That's what keeps us young. But, yeah, obviously as we get older, the traditions are more meaningful from year to year. The more we learn, the more we know, the more we appreciate.
Yes, and you kind of understand something that when you're younger maybe is just a lot of words that you're saying.
Exactly.
And then you kind of put them into action and you have some life experience that reflects on what's going on.
Exactly.
There. Again, if you want to enjoy the fun of the Hanukkah extravaganza, it gets hosted by Shabbat of the West Side. Cleveland's taking place at Crocker Park. It'll be at the Hyatt at Crocker as well, around the ice rink area. You'll see all sorts of activity. It goes from 4 until 6 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you. I just want to say, if you have another minute, that just want to call to all my Jewish brothers and sisters out there that Hanukkah starts on December 2nd, and make sure to get involved somehow, light the menorah. If you need any help with any of the Hanukkah observances, reach out to us. We're at www.jewishwestside.com, and we'll be more than happy to help. Everybody should have a very happy and bright Hanukkah.